Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English radio podcast. Press release. The Transitional Government and the Carefree Outlook. Translated. According to the Ministry of Interior's announcement, the death toll from torrential rains and torrents in Sudan has reached 88 deaths and 44 injuries since the beginning of the fall season last June, and the governor of Khartoum announced a significant damage to the homes in their areas near the Nile, and the floods and rains have caused a wide range of damage, which varied between medium and large in some ways. So far, the total number of collapsed houses between complete and partial has reached more than 5,000 homes in the six localities of Khartoum. The rulers of today were yesterday blaming the previous government for not paying attention to the problems, and when they found themselves as their successor, they committed the same crime. And many crises will ensue, which will be added to the society suffering from crises resulting from poor care. The scenes of families in the open and the view of the elderly and women and children, inhumane scenes of those who, had they found an alternative, would not accept this place threatened by flooding. Thus, the same policies of the former regime are repeated again in dealing with the floods instead of the scientific identification of floods prevention measures, which are almost costless, which are the necessary measures that must be taken to reach a degree of optimal preparation to protect and secure the population and property by setting the system to anticipate rain. And the development of appropriate methods of warning and notification of floods with warning systems and plans of evacuation, building dams, directing water by modern methods, diverting valleys and streams of water outside the urban areas that cross them by completing a belt consisting of a canal and a dirt dam that can be supported with stones or other materials available in abundance in Sudan, with the need to take into account the optimal urban development in low-level areas. And those threatened by floods and the prevention of construction in them and the pursuit of adequate alternative regular housing that respects the humanity of these citizens and preserves their dignity. But today our rulers do not possess the concept of care, so you find them shirking the responsibility of caring for the affairs of the people, and that all their actions and policies have nothing to do with the concept of care, because the government's official visit to the flood victims, which we are used to, is primarily as a mock and a mere act, and it does not provide solutions that solve the problem from its roots. The true fact, the outlook of the ideology, the ruling system of man, his dignity and worth, it is the one that causes the reaction of the owners of this ideology in the method and speed of resolving issues. If the ideology values the human being and gives them the utmost importance, such as the Islamic ideology. As a result, the movement of the state and its citizens in this country is very fast and is demonstrated with the utmost energies and abilities to save the people affected by these disasters. We see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reaction as the head of state when the people were frightened by a loud sound and they came out of their homes, how they found him on a horse without a saddle, reassuring them that they should not worry and that he has just returned from the source of the sound and it is a torrent that is passing through the top of the city. If the view is focused on the theories of capitalism that have no considerations of human dignity and life, then the movement is slow, inefficient, and not commensurate with the scale of the disaster. The careless capitalist view in the successive regimes is the root of the disease and the head of the scourge, which requires serious work for change on an ideological basis, making politics to be about taking care of the people's affairs. And the Muslims today have to stand up and rise to resume the Islamic life anew. By eradicating these helpless cartoon mini-states that look at them with an inferior and carefree outlook, and they are practicing on them the kinds of torment, and to establish with the sincere workers the caring state, the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of prophethood. For the like of this, let the workers on earth work. Surah 37, Ayah 61. Official spokeswoman of the women's section in Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Jazakum Allah khairun for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.